A broad coalition of doctors, nurses, city officials and public health advocates demand the New York City Council pass comprehensive legislation to provide paid sick days to New Yorkers. The renewed push for the sick days legislation comes on the heels of Governor Cuomo's announcement that the state is experiencing a flu epidemic. WBAI's Lucas Reckhouse reports.
For more than 1,000 days, City Council Speaker Christine Quinn has prohibited a vote on the Paid Sick Days Bill 97A. The bill would provide 5 paid sick days to more than a million New Yorkers and firing protection for sick workers in businesses of 5 people or less. At City Hall, the fundamental importance of this legislation was reiterated. Dr. Stacy DeLynn of the Committee of Interns and Residents begins.
As a physician, having paid sick leave is not a question to be debated. It is a clear-cut public health issue. That's it. End of story. And if it's not the end of the story, if you're worried about losing a day's wages because your company doesn't offer paid sick days, or if you're worried about getting fired because you can't come into work, then it's our responsibility as a society to make sure that you can.
Evident is the employment culture at many of the city's biggest brand-name stores. Zayed Hamad, who works at Urban Outfitters to support his college education, speaks candidly of their attitude toward sick employees.
At my store, when workers call to let our managers know we're sick, we aren't taken seriously at first. They ask, "Aren't you sure you really can't come in?" And they don't want to deal with it and ask us to call our other coworkers to make sure someone covers their shift instead of actually taking responsibility for us. If we can't work and can't find anyone to fill the shift, we're scared we'll get disciplined or reprimanded.
Congresswoman Nidia Velasquez says that the city council is out of line allowing employment without sick time, despite the warnings from the Center for Disease Control and the state governor.
Listen, in case that you haven't heard CDC or our state governor, there is a flu epidemic. And the first guidance coming out from CDC is stay home. But you know what? For 80% of workers who come from low-wage jobs, they do not have the luxury of staying home. This is a public health issue. Shame on the city council. It's a disgrace. And they should come and bring this legislation to a vote. Why are they so afraid? Let regular order take its course. Bring it to the floor of the City Council. If it doesn't make sense, members of the City Council will vote it down.
Judy Gonzalez with the New York Nurses Association says that opposition of business interests to paid sick time is nothing new. Like always, the public must come to its own rescue.
Everyone pays when sick people are forced to go to work. 100 years ago, the same business interests that opposed paid sick days opposed child labor laws. They said it would hurt the economy. In the last century, these same business interests opposed safety on the job. They opposed minimum requirements for landlords and tenement houses. Now there's another flu epidemic, and the same business interests are condemning our most needy members of our communities to the same fate. Mayor Bloomberg, reducing the size of sodas is not a cure for the flu.
Assemblyman Jeffrey Dinovitz from the Bronx highlights the hypocrisy of the debate surrounding public benefits in America today. While politicians and courts argue over the constitutional validity of government health care in the private sector, government employees receive those very services.
You know, if somebody in my office gets sick, we send them home, and we even bring them chicken soup from one of our local kosher delis. But we have that right because we have paid sick leave in our office. State and city workers have paid sick leave. What I don't get is our business community. Our friends in the business community, for some reason, think it's good for them, for their workers, to spread disease and illness in their establishments. I disagree. If I were a business person, the first thing I would want to do is to make sure that nobody who works for me comes into work and gets other workers sick. So for those who think that it costs businesses money to have paid sick leave, I think they are miscalculating. And for those who make that claim, they're really being disingenuous. We need paid sick leave not only for the workers who get sick, but for the workers that we don't want to see get sick. It's really very simple, and we have to pass this today. I know with the strong support of people in the city council, our other elected officials. This should be done immediately. It's common sense. It'll save the city money. It'll save everybody money. It's good for the economy. So pass it today.
One reason why the paid sick days bill has not come to a vote in the city council is because advocates refuse to water down the bill to appease the opposition. After more than 1,000 days without a vote, those at City Hall today hope that the tide is finally changing and that healthier days are ahead for 1.2 million New Yorkers. For WBAI News, I'm Lucas Reckhouse.